Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The DH, Terry Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Clark. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Yett. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Todd Benzinger. Batting seventh. The DH, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jody Reed. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards first. Benzinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Carter reaches second base with a double. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Evans hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Greenwell hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Carter chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Bell. Bell fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Bell. Boggs scores. Evans goes all the way around to score. Greenwell moves all the way to home. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Burks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Benzinger hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Upshaw strikes out. two outs. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with yet covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Franco is 0-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Francona is 0-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Benzinger fields the ball and throws to Boedeker covering. Safe. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carter is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Boggs is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Barrett is 0-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Evans is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Greenwell is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenwell hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Burks is 0-1 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hall is 0-1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards first. Benzinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Clark is 0-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Clark reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jacoby is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Upshaw is 0-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Benzinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Benzinger hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Reed reaches second base with a double. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reed scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Gedman moves to third. Mike Walker now pitching. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Gedman scores. Boggs moves to third. Barrett moves to second. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allenson moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Allenson moves to third. Bell moves to second. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Allenson scores. Bell moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Benzinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Benzinger hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burks moves to second. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Reed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clark strikes out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gedman strikes out. 1 out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barrett strikes out. There goes Boggs. The throw from Allenson to second, and Boggs is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allenson moves to second. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allenson scores. Bell moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Franco moves to second. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Franco scores. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Bob Stanley now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Carter steals second. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a pop-up towards first. Benzinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Gordon now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenwell hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Todd Benzinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Benzinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Smith now pitching. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allenson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Allenson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Kittle pinch hits for Jay Bell. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Paul Zuvella now playing shortstop. Scott Bales now pitching. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Reed is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gedman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Francona is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.